Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
What the fuck was that?
Oh,
God.
Men who think tattoos are like a huge red flag they and are. That I'm like wounded and yep. that, you know, whatever.
All true.
Whatever you think. Mm-hmm. That's fine. If me having tattoos is a red flag for you,
it is.
You not liking tattoos is a red flag for me.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Well, yeah, you don't have any choice but for it to be a red flag for you. You can't fire me. I quit. Like, good luck, man. Like, what were you thinking getting them? It just, look, if she got that many tattoos, she is mentally ill.
Dead giveaway. Dead Charles, giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
Dead
much.
Dead giveaway.
Like, I usually, you know, generalize and speculate. There's no generalizations or speculation required. She has some form of a mental illness, whether she was diagnosed or not. Especially if you mix it with the bull ring and the TikTok account. But yeah, I know, hun. All the guys that didn't want you because you had tattoos, you didn't want them anyway. You was just talking to them because you was bored, right? We believe you.
Yeah, that's very believable. Yeah, I'm joking. It's not. I don't believe it at all.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, because at this point, there's literally nothing you could do about it. There's not that much tattoo removal in the world. To take you back to normal. When women get tatted like that, yeah, they're wearing all their trauma all over. It's literally a flashing, you know, sign saying, do not F with me. And if nothing else, let's just say you're not mentally ill. If nothing else, it says you're rebellious. Rebellious women don't do well in, you know, disciplined, secure, healthy relationships. It's just not for them.
So we would never have an issue for falling for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So don't trip.
Okay! If you ever feel confident, just come to Croatia because they'll humble you real quick. Tell them your compliment.
I told a guy I was 26. He went, boop.
He didn't believe her for a second. He thought I was her child. You know what I got told? I got told that I have a big nose.
They know how to treat women in other countries to keep them humble. So they don't got to deal with the bullshit we dealing with in America with all these average women with huge egos. This is how you do it. They have to stay humble. The only time women act right on average is when they've been humbled in a major way. And sometimes consistently day in and day out is the only way to keep them acting like a decent human being. I wish it wasn't like that. Most men wish it wasn't like that. Most men would like to treat women like beautiful, delicate little flowers. But that gets horrible results and get them to walk all over you and treat you like crap.
Finally ready to admit this and own up to this.
He said don't get a nose job.
And he told me don't get a nose job. And then his friend told me that it's a compliment because they're into girls with big noses.
I'm literally so violently humbled.
Like, good. I've never felt uglier in my life.
And great.
I'm for sure getting a nose job by the end of this year.
I know you playing.
The nose job isn't gonna, you know, help the internal. See, their whole existence is based on just shallow things and superficial things. Status, looks, height, this and that. Did you see your outfit? Just shallow bullshit. All this superficial crap ain't gonna fill that empty void inside. You know what would fill that empty void inside? You know, actually building real relationships with people that are meaningful, caring about others. You know, investing in something that actually has some weight to it and substance to it. But you're too dumb to get it.
And the worst part is I don't have the patience nor the crayons to explain this stuff to people like her. They don't understand.
I have a bone to pick with all you guys out there.
Don't care.
Why do guys look down when they see a girl? You know what I'm talking about. You're walking along, she's walking along. Look down, looking at the floor.
Because we don't want to make eye contact with you. Maybe those men aren't attracted to you. Ever consider that?
Of course not.
No, because your ego's too big. We don't want you to make small talk with us. We don't want you to ask us nothing. We don't want anything to do with you. Like, seriously, it's a subconscious thing probably now in men's brain. Women equal trouble. Don't even make eye contact with them.
Now, I've seen a couple of videos of people saying it's because the men are shy. I'm not buying this. Why are you doing it? Is it so we're thinking, why are they doing that? Do they not like me? Do they not think I look nice? Is there something wrong with me?
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny?
I want to touch on this real quick. Look, some women have found me attractive. Some women maybe not. I don't know. I'm not trying to toot my own horn with this story. But honestly, when women find you attractive, like at the job or something, and you really don't want anything to do with any of them, you're just trying to do your job and go home, that makes them have beef with you. Because they're so self-absorbed, they're like, oh, I think that guy's cute, but he's not paying me any attention. So now he's my enemy. Because everything has to revolve around them. So yeah, being an attractive guy can be a curse, more of a curse sometimes than a blessing. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Whatever you want to call it.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad? Or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
So this video will probably offend the entire female population. But when the hell did women start hating men so much? Like, clearly I've been living under a rock. But men apparently can't even glance at a woman at the gym, at the park, anywhere, without being called a creep, a perv, a rape, apparently.
This is what happens when you empower women. They're going to find something to complain about, and they're going to find a way to shame men. Yeah, I feel like it's always been like that. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't around in the 1800s, early 1900s. But I just feel like women are miserable people, and they take that out on men. That's usually the closest person to take it out on. You know what I mean? They can't betray their sisterhood, so let's try to bash men somehow. That's all women do is find something to criticize about men, even when they do have a good husband. But you left the toilet seat up, they'll find something. The more you empower them, the more they're going to complain, the more they're going to belittle men, the more they're going to destroy things just in general. A woman's basic nature is self-destruct and destroy. And see if I can find a man strong enough to, you know, reel me in. And keep my nuts brain, you know, under control. Women empowerment is a disease to society.
You are never going to meet anybody with that kind of mentality about women, you sick son of a bitch.
I posted a video yesterday about why men don't stop and smile at you in the street or strike a conversation anymore. And the response that I got was overwhelming. And it's basically because they're terrified that women are going to turn around and accuse them of harassing them or perving at them. A few people commented letting me know about these gym videos that are circulating, like, clearly, whew, over my head. But yeah, apparently you can't...
Okay, this is what I want to touch on. This woman isn't a beauty model, you know what I mean? Why isn't she with someone? But even a woman who looks like this has had options to get with an average Joe decent man who was looking for a woman. She's clearly in her 30s minimum, if not 40s. Why have things gone wrong up to this point? It's not because you're not the best looking. That's not why. Because even women who aren't the best looking get options. Push up the boobage like you are now. Yeah, like do your hair, her throwing some makeup on, not being, you know, ridiculously obese. She has had options.
What went wrong with you?
It's crazy. Like, when did we become a nation of men haters? And I mean, I feel sorry for men.
Tell me why I get so mad when an ugly man approaches me.
or tries to hit on me?
Good question. So let's try to figure it out together. First possibility. Perhaps this guy is just really comfortable in his own skin, has really good self-esteem, but is kind of lacking self-awareness. So he doesn't really know what he sits on a scale of 1 to 10, but he finds you really attractive, and maybe he's just willing to shoot his shot, and that level of confidence makes you feel a bit uncomfortable. Second, perhaps on a scale of 1 to 10, he believes that he is somewhere between a 4 to 5, but you an 8 to 10. Wow, but it's a higher risk, high return investment, meaning that he is willing to risk the humiliation of rejection, assuming that in the best case scenario, you would be interested, and maybe you're just not into guys that take risks.
You know, I'm just tired.
Okay, let's be very clear. On a woman's scale, you're either an 8, 9, or 10, or you're a 2. Let's be very clear about that. So the guy that she's talking about in this video, he probably wasn't that bad looking, honestly. Anything less than an 8 is just flat out obnoxious when it comes to how a woman look at it. If anybody comes and approaches her or try to talk to her in any way below an 8, she's super annoyed off top. Women's egos are so big these days, 5 and 6s think they're at least 8s. So we can have a situation these days where a 7 guy can approach a 5 woman and she's like, ugh, I would never talk to you, as if, get away from me.
Ew, get off of me. Ugh, as if.
Just think about that. Let that simmer in your brain for a minute. It's ridiculous. They're living in an alternate reality. They should be in a Marvel movie or something.
Not a great plan.
Perhaps he still does believe he is a 4 or 5, but thinks of you to be on the exact same level as him. However, you perceive yourself to be more of an 8 or a 10, which is fine, you do live a confident queen. But now you're feeling somewhat offended, because how dare someone of his level even venture into your league, leading you to believe that it is fully justified not only to take offense, but to call somebody else ugly.
You women are horrible.
Yeah, I think that last one was it. I hate that we live in a time where women think they're better than what they are. It's gonna hurt them more, because eventually they're gonna have to face that reality, because they're just only getting older. So the longer they hold on to the delusion, the worse they're gonna be off in the end. And here's the real kicker. Let's just say all women are super sexy 9s and 10s. To 9 and 10 men, being super sexy is nothing. So that still ain't gonna get you the guy you want. That's the part that's really just crazy. So all that focus you had on being a 9 or 10, or making sure you were a 9 or 10, doesn't even get you what you want in the dating market from the guy you want it from. That's the comedy gold of it all.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street. Have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.